everyone. Your designers are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home. And we have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you today. So let's get started. Yvonne, you want to kick it off?
Let us know what one of your ways is
to freshen up.
Well, you know, I'm like the tip queen, so I love all these tips. And I think one of the biggest and the lowest cost ways of freshening up your home is to shop your house. And when I'm saying shop your house, you know, if you have a basement and you have a lot of things down there, or an attic or a guest room or something like that, look around, look at your things that you have with a fresh eye. You know, if you want to put a new color in, see if you have new things, old things that will look new in your house, but also shop your rooms of your house. You know, don't keep the same things in the same room. And I love to do that. I'm really big into moving some of my favorite. I have these two potted faux topiaries, and they're really pretty and they're really realistic. I think they've been almost in every room in our house except our master bathroom.
So, yeah, and it takes on a new life, right?
Yeah, you get tired. I get tired of things, and I want to change it up, and that's it's free.
You know, I do something similar where every time I buy a new chair, I usually take the chair that was in the room and move it to another room. So I have like a musical chair. So every room gets a new chair.
Literally, right?
Yes.
That's a really good idea.
No, that's a great idea, Ron. And just it gives you fresh eyes on something. And, you know, I mean, take it that tip is also used in retailing, right? I mean, my mom owned a shop years ago, and sometimes we'd lay everything out and we think, oh, that's just perfect, vignetted and looks great. And people would walk right by something that we thought was so spectacular. And then you just change it up a little bit, put it in a different location, mm-hmm. put something different next to it. And all of a sudden people can't stop taking you off the shelf and buying it. It was such an interesting thing to learn. And I do the same. I move things around in my house all the time. And you know, it really does freshen it up, and it is fun, isn't it?
So it is fun.
Everything around and taking a step back.
Yeah, it's
and
a whole new look. I feel like I've been. It's a refreshment for the room, and it costs nothing. You just move things from one room to the other. I think bloggers do that a lot.
I think we've learned to. And here's the thing: how many people say, "Oh, I'm just so tired of the way my house looks." Their house is probably wonderful. They just need to move some things around, because we do get tired of looking at the same thing over and over again. And if you move it around, it looks like I love to move furniture in my bedroom around. It feels like a whole new bedroom. You know, like even if you especially if you move like big pieces like the bed, that's awesome.
That really is here. And I also just riffing off the chairs thing, I create these little reading nooks or little corners. You know, you put a little table or maybe one of those, even those cheapy sort of circular wooden tables, and you put a cloth on it, put a pretty chair next to it, you know, put a lamp or something on it. And now you have a little reading nook or a little place that if you had time, you might sit down at, or at least you walk by and it looks nice. Or
you mean a
your
place
dog
that
gets on the chair and enjoys it.
It you looks can sit like, down with your iPad, right?
If you had a different life, you might actually get to sit there and enjoy it.
That's right.
Yes, if I had a different life. But it's nice to create those little spaces. I love to do another really inexpensive thing, and I love to just buy little herbs in pots, like even the four-inch pots.
So pretty.
I like to go grocery shopping, but not really. I hate taking it all out and putting it all away and all of that. So I try to treat myself when I go to the grocery store. I always buy myself a little pot of, a little plant or some flowers or something like that. And a little herb goes a long way. You're getting the scent. You're getting, something you can cook with. And you're getting a little pop of life and greenery, and we know the color of the year is greenery, so you're right on trend if you're doing that too. And sometimes you don't even have to put it in a pretty pot. I've taken a little piece of fabric, whether it be burlap or like a drop cloth fabric, and just kind of cinched it up around it and tied
great
it with
idea.
A little twine or ribbon. And
Very good idea.
It looks great. You could even give it as a little gift. But I love doing that and having a little plant on my kitchen counter.
You're in California, so I mean that maybe is more readily available. But what's ready available in my area, because it is winter time here. You know, we just had snow on the ground, and you know those basils that have the root ball at the bottom.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I stick that in a creamer, a white ironstone creamer.
Oh, very pretty.
I just stick that whole thing in, and it looks so nice. I think when you have something organic or living, it immediately freshens up any area that it's in.
I agree. And, you know, but I have readers say that they can't keep things alive, and actually I have a bit of a problem myself. And I used to have a green thumb, but now I'm just so busy, I don't have time to water things. So things usually die in my house. So I actually feel sorry for things when I buy them now.
Anita, I apologize to every plant that comes into my house when I put it in my grocery cart or my basket. I look at them as long-term cut flowers because I'm like you. My mother can grow everything, but she fusses and tends to them.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's like I do a drive-by, you know, like, oh, okay, it looks like you might need water. Oh, you do.
Yeah. So I've actually found a secret that it's really helpful. So, yeah, this is my little tip.
I need that secret.
Use a cloche. I mean, did you know if you put your cloche over the plant that it creates basically a terrarium? So it's its own closed environment. Oh. So the moisture in the plant stays there. So
Get
you're not
out.
Having to water all the time.
Whoa.
And how cute is a cloche?
I know.
Everything
I love them.
Looks better with a cloche over it.
I
want to have a cloche over me.
Okay.
All the time.
It would make my hair look horrible. All that moisture.
Oh, yeah. We'd all have the Texas big hair.
I'm telling you, I've kept an ivy alive for an entire year, if you can believe that.
Oh,
Anita,
my goodness.
You're going to see that on
you're
my
gonna
blog
You're going to get a gardening
next
award.
Week. That's brilliant. That's the brilliant idea today.
Okay. Well, we can stop now then.
We're done.
Okay. Can't get any better than that. No. I can add on to that. Okay.
Well,
if you don't have a cloche or you don't think you have a cloche, if you have a flat, or it doesn't even have to be a flat bottomed, if you have a clear glass vase that's, you know, maybe 6 to 8 inches wide, you can just turn it over and make it a cloche.
Oh,
put it over your plant that may not last long.
Oh.
And if it is a flat bottom, what I've done before is glue a little knob or a pretty little finial on the bottom.
Great idea.
Voila.
You go, girl. That's awesome.
You can pop that in the show notes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I didn't have one. And sometimes you see them in the store because they're cloche. They're more expensive than
everything French is more expensive.
That's
with
true.
Something glued on the bottom.
Well, you know, here's another idea. I'm just going to play off of that. If, you know, you get those big, the candles in those big glass jars, like, you know, the tall.
Yes.
You
the,
know, you can clean
hurricane.
Those out. And you could make a cloche out of that.
Yes.
Aren't they usually open on the
free.
Top?
Well, you turn it over, just like Kelly was saying, and add a little knob and put it on a plate or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would really work. Yeah. Another thing, since we're talking about like living things, nothing is prettier than cut flowers. I'm
so
sorry,
true.
Girls.
So
no,
true.
No plant
oh,
looks
I agree.
Prettier than some cut flowers. And if you garden, this is what I do. When I get up, I take my cup of coffee and my snips, and you'll find me out in my garden, not necessarily weeding and deadheading, but I'm looking for, you know, pretty flowers to bring in and use for that day, because it just brightens up anything. But, you know, it could be flowers even from the grocery store. They're very inexpensive.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
If you just take a little bit of time to arrange them, like I love flowers in white pitchers. That's just sort of my thing.
Yeah.
And that is a beautiful way. And, you know, people like don't like carnations. I love those mini carnations. They last forever.
I like to cut simply some branches off of bushes in my yard, and sometimes they have flowers on them, sometimes they don't, but it's amazing how you just, and I have an olive tree, and just those cut limbs that are of greenery are just
olives.
Beautiful.
Does it grow olives or is it ornamental?
I don't know. Oh, I don't think we've had any yet. I'm not sure.
Okay, we're taking back your gardening award.
Oh.
Yes. What do I think I'm doing? I'm asking you. He'll kill plants.
Well, now you can see if you can make martinis and bouquets. Well, you know, just speaking about flowers, I was at Trader Joe's, you know, which I am at least once a week. And if you are at your Trader Joe's and you see tuber roses, now they're not the prettiest looking flowers that you'll see in there, you know, the little bouquet section. They sell them closed. So they just kind of look like, you know, a light green and pink. Mm-hmm. But this scent is intoxicating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
To, and then when they open, oh, my goodness. Amazing. I mix them in with a few other flowers, and I have them in a vase actually right now. And I, every time I walk by, you can smell it, and I have to get closer and smell them. So I actually did a little research on them because I want to plant them in my garden. And there was something that I read that the Victorians would not let young girls smell the tuber roses for fear of them falling into an erotic frenzy.
I couldn't believe I read that. Is that why it's so popular in perfumes? Tuberose is very popular.
Yes, very popular in perfume.
So I did, okay, to redeem myself, I did buy some paper white bulbs, and they're actually blooming. But they're so easy to do because you put them in rocks and then just make sure that the water level stays at the bulb.
Well, let's put those, let's put directions for that in the show notes.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's moving on to a different way to freshen up your home that's inexpensive and easy. Pink light bulbs. And you guys need to get on this fast because the incandescent light bulbs are taking the fast train out of town. And the pink is just superb. The lighting is so warm and lovely, and it is good for your rooms, and it is good for you girls.
So you mean we're going to look good in this pink light?
Yes.
Oh, I'm running out right today.
Okay.
Oh,
I've been using pink light bulbs for forever. I don't know who turned me on to that, but I mean, as long as I can remember owning a lamp, you know, my own lamp, I've been putting pink light bulbs in them. And you used to just be able to buy them at the grocery store.
So, Yvonne, and, we've got to go. We have like a couple weeks before this goes live, so we're going to have to order ours this week.
Yes. Absolutely. So we'll get a head start on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just ordered a mini case from Amazon, so I got 48 of them, and I think it was probably, you know, less than $40 for all of them. I don't, you know, and I feel like I'm almost buying on the black market, but it's not illegal. You can still do this, and no one will come to your house and take you away into, you know, the decorating prison. But they come in all different wattage, and I have 60s, 100s, and then I got a couple of 40s mixed in, and they probably come in three-way, too. But if you do that and change the bulbs in all your lamps, you will thank me.
Wow.
Can we thank you ahead of time?
Thank you so much, Kelly.
That's a great
tip. I am definitely
doing
this.
So we'll put the link to, I mean, you guys can find that yourselves, but, you know, for convenience, we'll put the link in the show notes to the ones that I bought, because they came really nicely packaged. None were broken. It was good company.
Nice. Well, can I add something here?
Of course.
I love using a tray. And it's usually you can find some pretty inexpensively, and they just work so well to organize all of your pretty things on a table or a dresser. It's just amazing to me how if you can have things spread out, and it might look a little disjointed, but when you gather them together and put them on a tray, it just looks like a beautiful vignette.
I so agree with that, Anita. What a good inexpensive way to freshen up your home. And also, trays are inexpensive, so you can get all kinds of trays and use them all over your house. I probably have a tray or something that corrals a vignette almost in every room.
Corrals a vignette. I like that.
Yes, I like that. But, you know, I actually use them for the original intended use. We eat breakfast a lot of times on the back porch, so I have to have some way to carry my oatmeal and my tea out there. So I decided I needed a silver tray. So I found one at the thrift store. I mean, it was probably $15, but I carry my breakfast out, my beautiful teapot and everything, out to the back porch on my silver tray.
Oh, Anita.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
Now, Kevin. This is why I love you.
You pamper yourself. I love that.
Kevin's is a wood tray. But you know what?
Oh, Kevin. humble wooden tray?
Well, you know, I mean, if he
he's
wants a to see
when
he can get
bread and water on his
yeah,
humble
yeah.
wooden
his
tray?
Has bread and water, yes, and coffee with nothing in it.
He's a guy.
I know. He doesn't care. No, I think he would probably be embarrassed to be using a silver tray. So that's not manly enough. So
absolutely.
So I was just thinking of him when I got him the wood tray, you know?
Okay, and, well, if Kevin ever gets bored of his the color of his wooden tray, I have a tip for him.
Yes.
He can spray paint it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love to spray paint, well, anything, really, mm-hmm. but particularly wooden items. So here's an idea for a low-cost way to freshen up your house. Find something in your home that you have, a small little accent piece. It could be a little side table. It could be a magazine rack. It could be a tray. Anything. And spray paint it. And my new love in the spray paint world is this chalk paint based spray paint.
Yes.
Krylon is doing it.
I haven't tried that yet.
Have you tried it?
No. Oh, okay. I haven't.
So, Kelly, you had mentioned this to me about a week ago, and I don't know if you remember, but last week I have been on the set of Texas Flip and Move.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Well, oh, yes, of course I remember.
That just happened. For DIY Network's Texas Flip and Move, it's a TV show. And so we have 3 days to completely redo a three-bedroom house. So I remembered what you said about the paint. So I went to the store, and I mean, I grabbed up, I think, 10 of those spray cans, and we used it on everything, and it looked fantastic, and it was super quick. I am so convinced that this is a fabulous product. I loved it.
Yeah, it's got a great spray nozzle too. What colors did you use?
We used, well, I mean, there weren't a lot of, I'm going to say that's the downside, there weren't a lot of options to choose from, but we used white, gray, and this beautiful French blue.
Oh, so pretty. Okay, I've used the gray. It's like a dove gray. And then I've been using the flat matte black.
Oh,
I love it. I did some
Well, they're all matte because it's a chalk-based paint.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. It's fantastic. I love it. So we can pop that in the show notes, too. I'm sure I've been getting it at my local Osh hardware store. I don't know where Anita got it, but I know you can get Krylon on Amazon, so I'm betting you can get this type of Krylon on there. So
well, and I think there's other brands. I mean, Lowe's has a brand and Home Depot has a brand, but I think they're different ones.
Okay. Mm.
Now, I have another tip for you, and you know, I can hardly go a podcast without mentioning pillows.
Ah, yes.
You know, I'm like obsessed with pillows because I think that's the first thing I think of when I think of like changing something. And you can buy very, very inexpensive pillows at, you know, your bigger stores. And I'm just going to give a little plug for my local Home Goods. They have beautiful, beautiful pillows there. And I get tons of pillows at a very reasonable price for every season, a lot of holidays, foundational pillows. Pillows make a huge difference. And we talked about they're like wearing jewelry. So if you want to freshen up a room, start with pillows.
I love using pillows. And it's so easy to change out the look or the season, whatever color. It's just such an easy way to do it.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, we were talking about sewing at some point last time. And you can make an envelope pillow yourself really easily, too. I mean, it really is just a couple of straight lines. So I'm sure one of us probably has a tutorial on that on our blog. So we could add that in, too. And I'm sure someday we'll talk about pillow inserts and all that, which is a whole other universe of things to discuss. But I totally agree. Freshening up with pillows is so easy and fun and comfy.
And you know, Kelly, you can also make a no-sew pillow. I found the most beautiful dish towel. And I thought, oh gosh, it's too pretty to be a dish towel, but it would be a great pillow.
Great
so
idea.
So that's what I did. I made an envelope style, almost like a lumbar pillow, and did it totally no-sew.
Okay, that's a mystery to me. I see these blog posts about no-sew, and I just don't get it. How do you do it without sewing?
It's that double stick webbing. And it works. You could make that in 10 minutes. And they're beautiful.
Is it
beautiful.
Like Velcro?
No, it's just like, think of gluing the edges together.
Oh.
You put this tape down and you iron it. The iron melts this tape, which is like a glue, and it sticks it together, and it's washable.
Wow.
Yeah. If you want to, we can put the link to that pillow in my show notes.
Yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen so many of those, and I think, how could that be?
Well, in the lumbars, you can just tie them on each end.
That's true.
Put a little pretty ribbon, mm-hmm. and there you go.
Oh, that's true, too. That's
and if you don't like the end sticking out, you could turn it inside out, tie it, turn it the right side out, and they'd be like gathered on
the end. Oh, great. And then glue a button on the end. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Oh, okay, we could just do
it. We're diving too far.
We love pillows here.
We're getting shut down, Yvonne.
Oh, dear.
Another day for pillows, ladies.
Another day, another time.
Exactly. Okay, anybody have any other thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think another thing that's low cost is getting rid of extra things in your house that you don't like anymore, you don't have room for. I mean, one of the biggest things I did that really improved our house was getting rid of a piano.
A piano? That's not easy to get rid of.
Well, here's the thing. Now, I'm not saying everybody should get rid of their pianos, but what happened was we inherited all my mother-in-law's things. And, you know, I think most people, when they're reaching that end of life, kind of talk about, you know, I love you and, you know, take care of each other, blah, blah, blah. My mother-in-law, her dying wish for us was to keep everything of hers. I am not making this up. She really did.
You got along with your mother-in-law?
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we did. What, you think she did it to punish me?
Yes.
Well, there may have been some of that going on. And I'm like staring, you know, at my husband, you know, across the bed going like, don't say anything, don't make any promises. And so she had this piano. And my family does not play the piano, I should say. But my husband
said, she had a wish that Kevin would Liberace or something.
I don't think so. But I didn't have the heart to say, we're dumping the piano. So I finally said, look, let's, I said,
you're so tactful, Anita. That was good not to say that.
So I said, okay, we'll keep the piano. But I said, here's the deal. Here's my bottom line. If nobody in this family steps up to the plate and starts playing this thing, it's going. So, and I gave them an entire year, which I felt like was fair.
Mm-hmm. Incredibly fair.
So after a year, the entire play time, I'm going to say, was less than 30 minutes.
Oh.
So I said, that's it.
That's an indication.
But you know, mm-hmm. somebody would love a piano because they play a piano and would love to have it in their home. So really, you could have gifted or blessed somebody. And not only that, Anita, did it bother you to look at that piano in your home all the time?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you why it bothered you. I'm assuming because it just was too much furniture and there was no backstory to that.
Well, it was not an attractive piano. But again, okay. I felt like I'm a reasonable person. It was not attractive. But I felt like if my family were using it, then mm-hmm. I would have to bend and say, okay. Mm-hmm. But if it's not being used, come on. I mean, you know, you want to keep her watch, great. Yes. But a piano not being used, it just doesn't make sense.
Anita, that's an awfully big shrine.
That's
an awfully big shrine.
So I sold it, I mean, for very little to a place that handled used pianos. So basically, perfect. I pretty much gave it to them. So hopefully somebody's using it.
Yeah, somebody's enjoying it.
I had a very similar story for our second Christmas together, married Christmas together. My husband bought me a beautiful piano. Now, I do play the piano. Very poorly. I took lessons for 5.5 years. I should have never played the piano. But my darling mother really wanted to give us, all of us, some, you know, some musical lessons so we would have some talent that way. Never got that gene at all. But I like to play. And what I like to play was at Christmas time. So my husband transformed. Okay, she gets out the sheet music in September. I learned the 5 Christmas carols over and over again every year. But he thought, she could have it for Christmas and she'd love it. Which I did. I loved the thought. And, you know, I did pick it up and play. But then, you know, it sat for years and would have to get tuned. And I'd go, okay, then I'm going to try to play again. And it just never worked. And, you know, getting rid of that and giving it to a family who loved, whose three children played the piano, was just the most wonderful thing.
Oh, well, see, and if it's, you really have to play it, because I think it just, it's not good to have an instrument that you're not playing.
Yeah, no, that's like an albatross. It's like an
or like a harp, or like a cello, or something big like that in your house,
On an up note, we inherited a Gibson guitar that my daughter uses every day.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
What a lovely gift that is.
Yes, that was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Wow, you guys. So I really think that we've covered a lot of the bases today, giving these 9 inexpensive ways to freshen up your house. And gosh, people could get to this right now. I mean, I feel inspired to go inside and use all the tips that you've shared.
I'm ordering those light bulbs.
Me too. And for anybody looking for trays and cloches, I'm going to have some in my online store, shop.cedarhillfarmhouse.com. So,
and they're beautiful.
Great. Mm-hmm. And we'll put that in the show notes too, so people can just pop right over there. So thanks so much for listening today. We have enjoyed being with you again. And remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time. Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.